Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 13, 1806. Ordway sets out for the Great Falls. Having dug up the cache and retrieved the canoes stashed last autumn, Captain Clark sends a party to meet Captain Lewis at the Great Falls. This party, under the command of Sergeant Ordway, includes 6 canoes and 10 men: Collins, Coulter, Crozat, Howard, Lepage, Potts, Weiser, Whitehouse, and Willard. This separation is planned. This small group will take goods from the cache that are needed by Lewis and his party. Captain Clark writes today,
"Set out early this morning and proceeded very well to the entrance of Madison's River at our old encampment of the 27th July last. At 12, where I found Pryor and party with the horses, they had arrived about an hour before us. I had all the horses driven across the Madison and Gallatin's rivers, and halted to dine and let the horses feed immediately below the entrance of the Gallatin. Had all the baggage of the land party taken out of the canoes, and after dinner, the 6 canoes and the party of 10 men under the direction of Sergeant Ordway set out. Previous to their departure, I gave instructions how they were to proceed. I also wrote to Captain Lewis by Sergeant Ordway. My party now consists of the following persons: Sergeant Pryor, Joe Shields, G. Shannon, William Bratton, Labiche, Windsor, H. Hall, Gibson, Interpreter Charbonneau, his wife and child, and my man York, with 49 horses and a colt. The horses' feet are very sore, and several of them can scarcely proceed on. At 5 p.m. I set out from the head of the Missouri at the Three Forks. Captain William Clark, July 13, 1806.
Meanwhile, Lewis, on the Medicine or Marias River, writes,
"Removed above to my old station opposite the upper point of the White Bear Island, formed our camp and set Thompson at work to complete the gear for the horses. Had the cache opened, found the bearskins entirely destroyed by the water, the river having risen so high that the water had penetrated. All of my plant specimens lost. The chart of the Missouri fortunately escaped. Opened my trunks and boxes and exposed the articles to dry. Found my paper damp and several articles damp. The stopper had come out of a vial of laudanum, and the contents had run into the drawer and destroyed a great part of my medicine in such manner that it was past recovery. Mosquitoes excessively troublesome. I should have found it impossible to write a moment. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 13, 1806.
Though that map of the Missouri was saved from the water, it has since disappeared. However, through the 200 years since the expedition, every now and then an article or paper from the expedition is discovered. That map may yet reappear. Tomorrow, another cache.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.